Ever since I came to the legislature, the radio, police radio system has been something that we have focused on and talked about, but it doesn't seem that we did a lot about it. In actuality, the radio system began in 1999. It had an 18-month implementation plan, but it wasn't until 11 years later when the state police were actually implemented. So we weren't watching very closely. We've spent a lot of money, almost $1 billion now over the last 20 years, trying to bring that radio system into compliance and make it work. Provide the interoperability throughout the state enterprise, principally the state police, Pima, and so forth. We don't still have a good operable system, and now we are changing vendors. The problem, if we change vendors and we don't provide a strategic vision, a direction, if you will, we'll end up with a change in vendor and with the same system and the same issues. Resolution 325 asks that the governor seriously consider appointing one individual to provide the architecture and the system design and the strategic direction for the radio system so that it is interoperable, compatible through all agencies within the state, as well as all of our volunteer fire company, professional fire company, our EMS organizations, and so forth, so that, God forbid, in the event of another catastrophe, that we are able to react and more easily and readily communicate. This is not about Republicans or Democrats. This is about the 13 million lives in Pennsylvania that could be impacted by any one emergency situation that these responders need to react to.